Time to catch up now with Craig Walker from Nutrien Livestock. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Tom. Bit of a wild and woolly night up in our part of the woods. I would imagine it'd be the same down your way.
Yeah. Look, the tin was rattling pretty hard on the roof, which brought back a few bad memories from the last time it got ripped off. But, yeah, it was pretty windy. And, look, the rain gauge has it's overflowed a little bit into the overflow tube, and that's raising up pretty high at the moment. So I'll have to go and check that out shortly.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've seen a few friends of ours starting to get bogged for the first time in about 10 years in paddocks. I know they're actually still enjoying it at the moment. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah, yep. No, depending where you are, it's a good feeling. So let's talk about Auctions Plus, Craig. So we've been hearing a lot about Auctions Plus in recent times. Everyone's just been going nuts on Auctions Plus. So you've got a couple of results there for us.
Yeah, just mainly across the market, the way it's been, the numbers are up a little bit. There's about 34,000 sheep that were presented for sale on Auctions Plus during the week last week, and it tended to actually gain in value right across. We saw some of the first cross ewe lambs, they were bringing up around $234 a head. If we have a look at just the general lamb market, we saw about a 99% clearance right there, and most values there were averaging around about $164 for merinos. Composite and other breeds, so we saw a big increase there of an increase of about $42 a head on average, with a clearance rate of 96% and an average price there of about $277. So that was all due to weight and demand that's been coming in, particularly out of Victoria at the moment. There's talking to a few processors over there. It's looking pretty good. There's a line of young prime line ewe lambs that sold for $387. They came out of New South Wales. If we have a look at the merino weather lambs, we saw around about 12,300 that were sold, and they gained on average to an 87% clearance on Auctions Plus to average about $155 a head. Merino ewe lambs, their numbers were back a little bit, with the average price at sitting around $255 a head. Joined ewes, there wasn't a lot of those joined ewes that were listed for sale, but most of those were used with lambs at foot. They averaged $258 for the 78% clearance there. And scanned in lamb ewes, which is a little bit late for this time of year, but there was only 3,000 of those were sold, and there was $285 was the average price. While shedding types and in non-shearing, which is really interesting, we saw some of your scanned in lamb, ewes with lambs at foot, they averaged $450 a head. So that was really good, pleasing to see some of those markets. And the Australian white ewes that were sold at Trundle in New South Wales, they averaged 57 kilos in live weight, and they were $576 average. So all in all, the market is still bumping along pretty well. The demand's still really strong right across Australia, and I do expect that to sort of continue for a little while, yeah.
Yeah, look, some of those prices, I mean, that is, it's really interesting just to see how high some of those prices can go under that current selling model. It's, it's quite staggering.
One of the big things, though, that you do see, like a lot of people have been pushing Auctions Plus, particularly for the lambs at the moment, some of those merino lambs, well, we're actually getting more than that in the WA market. Our WA market is still very, very buoyant. And, you know, just so long as your dentition's there, we are seeing that transition between, our old seasons and new seasons lambs coming along. But talking to a few people in New South Wales, their new seasons are still a little way off yet. So that's why they're still a little bit stronger on that. And not forgetting that if you are sending any lambs into the auction place, just make sure that you do mouth them and you can identify them correctly, you know, with a blue dot on their tail as a lamb and a blue dot in the middle of the back as a hogget, and put it on your NVD so everyone is aware of it.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's a really, really good tip there. All right, Craig, well, look, that's a great overview. Really nice to see what's happening around Australia at large, and good to hear that prices here in WA are still very, very strong on that demand. So great chat this morning. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, mate. Take care and batten down the hatches.